Alright, just say something in your normal tone of voice. Pretend like you're talking.
Well, what if I talked like this for this episode?
Like this for the whole episode?
Yeah, perhaps I could talk like this for the entire episode.
That's a great idea.
How about that?
You're listening to People Are Strange, the number one podcast for meth heads aged 16 to 27.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Today we'll be talking about cooking down household cleaners into drugs.
I inhaled two balloons before we started this show.
They weren't even filled with nitrous. It was just some...
Nope, Andy blew into them, and they were Andy's breath.
Uh-huh.
Now I feel revitalized. Pure.
God, I wish my breath revitalized people. That would be amazing.
You have no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
Hi, you're listening to People Are Strange, a podcast starring me, Andy.
And me, JK. Please be advised, this show contains strong language and explicit descriptions of adult situations.
People Are Strange is not intended to promote the use of drugs or a life in the arts.
If you do decide to experiment, please do so from an informed and responsible place.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Because after all, people are strange.
So I went to a bar one night. I lived in Budapest for like 6 months and, studying, same thing. I went to a place called College International. And, I went to a bar one night with a bunch of kids from my school, and there's kids from all over Europe that went to my school. And there's a couple of like Russian kids. There's like two or three of them, and they used to like hang out with these Belgian kids. They were like sort of this clique of like Russians and Belgians. And one was this really cute Russian girl, just very stereotypically like Russian looking, I guess.
What is that?
Blonde, tall, skinny. Not too tall, but yeah, blonde,
gymnast
skinny.
Looking.
Yeah, very gymnast-ish looking, just like a very sort of slim, you know, high cheekbones, uh-huh. You know, slim face, sort of thing, straight hair, you know, just like very classically European, beautiful. And, one night at this bar, everybody was just sort of dancing, hanging out, and she's sort of like flirting with me and looking at me.
Does she speak English?
Yeah, she speaks pretty good English. I think I had a dance class with her, and I used to sort of dance with her every once in a while, and we sort of had a flirty thing going on.
What do you mean you used to sort of dance with her?
Well, the dance class only went, it was a salsa class, and it only went on for a little while. I can't
while
remember.
While you were studying abroad?
Yeah, while I was studying abroad.
That's a great way to meet women while
absolutely.
You're studying abroad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just take this salsa class.
Yeah, it was perfect. I got half a credit for it. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if it was her or a different girl. Anyway, so we ended up dancing for a little while, and I go over to the bar to order a drink, and one of her friends...
And to be clear, this time you were dancing with her,
I wasn't being danced on. I was dancing with her and, like, you know, just grinding and shit. Just grind, get my grind on.
Club dancing.
Get my grind on. And, nice. And, so we're dancing, and I go over to the bar, and there's this Russian friend of hers. I think his name was actually Victor. Victor. And, he comes up to me while I'm at the bar, and he goes, "Hey, man." And I'm like, "Hey, Victor, you know, what's going on?" He's like, "Hey, just, let you know that girl you were dancing with a few minutes ago?" I'm like, yeah. He's like, "Last time some guy danced with her, man, bunch of Russian mobsters threw him in the Danube." Which is the river in Budapest. And I heard this and immediately it was just like, oh, you know, I cracked up. I laughed really hard hearing that. And I was like, you know, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, man, they're staring at you right now. And I look over and there are no Russian mobsters staring at me in this bar. This dude has clearly just picked the absolute worst way to intimidate a person and is trying to use it on me.
To get you to step off so that he can then move in and get this girl to himself.
Now, here's the funny thing.
Is he a Russian or is he a Belgian?
He's a Russian. He's a Russian. He's friends with this girl now. Here's the funny
Why
thing,
Why hasn't
though.
He been able to close the deal
Because
already?
They have been friends for years.
So he's in the friend zone.
He's been in the friend
zone. And he's trying to freeze you
for
out.
For a long time.
No, yeah, this, he's jealous. This dirty dog.
So I just laughed. And I went back to dancing with the girl, and that
maybe
was
he was
it.
The Russian mobster, and he was staring at you right there.
Maybe.
And he threw the last guy in
maybe.
The Danube.
But I didn't get thrown into the Danube, so I think he was trying to intimidate me. Alright.
Did you celebrate Carnival? They don't celebrate. They wouldn't celebrate
What month is that?
It's like around Easter. It's around Easter.
I wasn't there then. I was there from, I believe, September to December.
Word. And I don't know if they celebrate that in, like, I don't know if that's more of a Spanish-speaking country thing. I know they do it in, like, Brazil, too, and that's Portuguese, but...
I bet at the very least they would have Carnival-themed club events.
Mm-hmm. I think it's around... I think Mardi Gras comes around the same time, but there's this, like, one town that's, like, just south of Barcelona that's, like, super famous around, like, all of Europe or the world, I guess, if you're into Carnival parties, that is called Sitges, which is just, like, a little train ride south of Barcelona. We were over there for that time, and so we hear about it, and basically hear it described as, like, a big costume party. You all get dressed up, and you go, and this whole, like, this little beach town fills up with people who fucking drink in the streets, and it's a big party. We don't really know exactly what to expect, but we know we can take a train down there. We can go and party. So we go down the night that we think it's starting. Me and a group of the friends, we get together, we get our costumes together, we get our paint, we get, you know, all of our boxes of wine and other kind of stuff to get inebriated on the ride down there.
Give me shit about buying boxed wine.
Well, I mean, dude, when you're traveling, you got to make do. And I did say that we did come around and slap the bag a few times. But, you know, at the time, it was very unhip. But, so anyway, we did have our boxes of wine, and we would get vodka and Fanta, and, oh my god, oh, this happened later on. But so the first night, I'll get to that in time, but the first night, we go down there, and we're all pumped up. Train is not very crowded, but don't really think much of it. We're all fucking geared up, drunk, we've been drinking for like the 40 minutes or however long the train ride is to get down there. We're all dressed up. We get out there, and the fucking town is dead. Like, everyone, everything is closed down. The streets are, like, totally fucking empty. There's no one there. It's like we missed the whole fucking party. We're like, what the shit?
What time is it?
I don't know. Maybe, like, 10. Okay. You know, maybe before that, but, like...
May have been too early.
Well, so we were too early. We were, like, the whole day early. Mm. We came down before the real party got started. They did a parade, like, that afternoon, but the real kind of, like, crazy fiesta didn't really start getting going yet. But so what we also didn't realize was Sitges is a very homosexual-friendly town, shall we say. There's a lot of male gay bars there, and we ran into like, small group of, like, gay males who were also all dressed up and crazy. We were out, and we were just looking for something to fucking get into. We had guys...
So you're like, where are you guys going?
We had guys and girls in
the
our fucking...
people, man!
Yeah. So they fucking ended up getting together with them. We had our drinks, and we're all fucking, you know, drinking, and they end up taking us to, like, a bunch of different bars. We get to this one bar and...
A bunch of different gay bars.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They were all, like, fucking gay bars. And let me tell you
what... You and your friends are like, why aren't there any women here?
Well, there's, like... Understand. We're like, oh, check it out. There's, like, porn up on that TV there. Oh, wait. That's just, like, a bunch of dudes going at it.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Nope. I don't think I want to watch that TV.
What about that TV? There's porn over there, too. Wait a minute.
No. Oh, there's a back room there with all the lights turned off and a bunch of people going in and out. Nope. I don't want to go back in that room. But, like, it was one thing that was really cool was I finally got to experience having, like, drinks bought for me. Like, there was, like,
I finally got to experience, like, the gay sex.
Dick in my ass.
A dick in my ass.
No. Like, having, like, there was, like, the second level to this one bar, and, that, like, these girls that we were with, they were like, no, only guys up allowed to this level. So this one, like, super cute girl was like, oh, I have to hang out here. And these guys were fucking, like, buying us drinks, and, I mean, you know, who knows what their intentions, but, hey, dude.
Fucking, I think I know what they're
for all the fucking times that I bought women drinks at a bar or that men have bought women drinks at a bar, let me just say it was really fucking nice to have someone buy me a drink at a bar.
It's a little deceptive because you're not interested, but
girls, I'm not, you know, pretending like I'm not like stroking their chest and like flirting around like, who buy me a drink, sailor? No, I'm just hanging out and they, you know, are fucking buying shots or whatever, and so you know, hey, absolutely. And that was really fucking nice. So we end up going around to a bunch of different places. Oh, another thing from that night is we were at this one bar, and all these guys later on were like, yeah, man, there's just a bunch of guys there, a whole bunch of guys, except for that one chick. There was this one transvestite fucking who was there, who was dressed up like a fucking
for that one chick that blew us like, all had,
like,
in the bus.
I don't know if it had transition or what exactly stage of, you know, some sort of transgender thing going on.
Some of them are just dudes that are good.
Fairly convincing, good, I'll say, to the untrained. Oh, yeah. I did theater. I would spend a lot of time in theater, and I knew the difference. And so
I went to a drag show once where I knew the whole time, and I still sat there thinking, those girls are cute.
Oh, that's a little different.
I'm just saying, man, people are fucking good at it.
I could fucking tell, and I knew what was going on. So I was just like, all right, whatever, you know, hanging out, you know, no sweat off my back. But later on, these guys were like, yeah, man, that one fucking chick, she was really fucking cute. And I was like, you guys, really? Really? Yeah, it was you guys. So we end up making our way back there, and then we come down there for like the next 4 days in a row or whatever, and continue to have the most crazy party experience of like, it's like a college campus at Halloween. Like the whole streets were just like packed. Like the trains down there, oh my god, all this one Spanish, yamame. Oh my god, oh shoot, if I fucking spoke better Spanish.
What was that? Yamame.
It means call me. I was like checking her out because she was in this like little costume, and she's
like, is that what she said?
Yamame. Yeah, call me. And I was like,
what was she dressed as?
I don't know, some naughty police woman or something like that.
Did you get her number?
No, man.
Did you say, what's your yama?
Yeah, I fucking boffed it, man. I totally did. My language skills weren't up to par at the time. But so, you know, so it was like the streets were just fucking totally, you know, packed out, and we would just go down with our group. The train rides down there were a whole fucking show. One time this guy was like dressed up and kept throwing like powder in people's faces and pissed one guy off in our group. And so
powder.
Yeah, like some like powder. Like he was like his costume had like cocaine or something, so he was throwing like powder in people's faces or doing whatever.
His costume had cocaine or something, and so he was throwing powder in people's faces or whatever. That's what?
People would dress
up. Some guy
up.
Was dressed as people Coke would, and was know. Throwing fake blow at people?
Yeah, something okay. like that. All like, right. People would dress up in crazy, ridiculous... Some guy was dressed as, like, a shower. He had, like, a big shower curtain wrapped around him. Like...
What are you? Just, I'm a shower!
It was just ridiculous. It was total debauchery. It was total...
Get in, man. Get naked.
It was totally ridiculous. But, so, he, like, pissed off this one guy, and we were all drinking, mind you. So, we had been drinking our vodka and Fanta, and had just finished a bottle of Fanta.
Vodka,
and
Fanta.
The one guy, we gotta think of a name for him. But, vodka, Spongy.
Fanta. Spongy.
I don't know.
You and the Sponge.
Me and the Sponge.
The Sponge.
The same guy who got slapped in the ear, the Sponge.
JK and the Sponge. Hanging out.
I'm sure that'll sound great in the headphone set, but so he had to fucking pee. So we were drinking, and of course he had to pee. He pees in the Fanta bottle that we had just emptied. This one guy who had gotten upset by the guy throwing powder in people's faces grabs this Fanta bottle full of fresh urine. Fresh, hot urine.
The Sponge grabs the urine
it's
bottle?
The Sponge's urine.
Coke dude.
No, it's
another dude in your group.
Exactly, who's upset at Begs the Coke speak. Dude. He grabs the fucking bottle, and he says, oh, like we're taking shots, like it's a bottle of fucking booze. Starts like going like, you know, it's a big fucking deal, and hands it to the one dude who's fucking throwing powder in people's faces, like, oh, chug this, drink this fucking booze, drink this bottle of
now,
booze.
Now, wait, did he know it was piss?
Who?
The guy that had the bottle, Begsby.
Yes, he knew.
So he's trying to fool
Coke
Man.
He's trying to trick this guy into drinking a bottle of piss because he's upset at him. Mm-hmm. So the sponge just happened to have fucking peed, and so we had this fresh fucking container. So he immediately capitalized on the opportunity, grabs that, and fucking presents it to this dude like, yo, fucking chug this shit.
Chug this shit.
And this guy, he's probably been drunk. He might be on coke. Everyone in Spain is on fucking coke. And so he's fucking all amped up, grabs the bottle, starts fucking chugging it in front of all of his friends and the whole fucking bus, gets like a few solid swigs down into it before he fucking... like splatters up from it and he goes like spraying on like all these people and he realizes that he's been fucking just housing this bottle
Coke
of
man.
Hot pee.
Coke
hot.
Man.
It was so fresh. It had and so and I was like,
it was
shit.
So fresh.
I was so scared because we still had like
steaming.
We still had like 20 minutes of this train ride left. We still had so much time packed on this tiny train car. I'm like, how is there not gonna be a fight? how is there not going to be just a huge fight? Like, this is going to be terrible. But somehow we ended up getting through it. There wasn't a fight. But it was just ridiculous because everyone, we would be getting all, like, this one girl who was there, like, she gave me my first ecstasy pill when we were down at Sitges at Carnival. She was like, here, fucking try this. This one guy gave me, like, four of them. So, here, have this, like, half of one. Didn't fucking do anything, but, like, I also got, like, this fucking, like, we had this one dealer, so I ended up getting another little baggie to bring down. And, you know, it was, and it was like, I was actually holding on to it, and I, by this time, knew what key bumps were, so I was able to do it a little bit more responsibly.
6 months you've been there.
Me, there's this, it was, so, like, we, I would, like, be off, there's, like jetty that went off into the water, like, this big...
Wait, hold on. Can we hear that one more time?
Me, there's this, it was, so, like, we, I would, like, be off, there's, like jetty that went off into the water, like...
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought you said.
There's like jetty that went off into the water, like this big pile of rocks that went off into the ocean or into the Mediterranean and like off the beach, and you could watch. There was like a big stage on the beach with like bands and music playing and big crowd, like right on like the fucking sand by the water, and the whole city is just a party. It was just a fucking scene, man. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just
city are we in?
Sitges. This is the same city. We kept on. We went there for like 4 nights in a row, or like 5 nights in a row. Till our bodies just couldn't take it anymore, and our costumes were like falling off our body.
You mentioned before that I studied abroad in Barcelona, and I did a homestay, and one of the people I was living with owned a bar. So one night I was just by myself and decided to do the pub crawl again, because I knew some of the people that were running it and could just kind of tag along with them for free and run into a couple, you know, people, have a good time, you know, whatever. So
you'd already been on, like, a few pub crawls, and you were, like, just going on one to, like, well, meet people.
Well, yeah, yeah, not right? on, like, that's not on this idea. Trip, that's but, like, idea. In my life, I've definitely done pub crawls.
Wait,
like,
were you not living in Barcelona?
I was.
You were.
Was.
So you were there all the time.
Yeah,
so
this, yeah, yeah.
So you were, like, doing a pub crawl to places that you'd probably been to frequently,
or,
right?
Like, you know, neighbor, like, areas that I had been around, like, I knew the space a little better. Which
hell yeah.
I was.
You were, like, so you were on your turf. So
yeah,
you were,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I wasn't just in there, like, for a weekend.
Here's why that's awesome and brilliant really quick. You were, like, meeting up with people who are probably fresh into the country, tourists, and you were on your home turf, so you were automatically in like a position
of power.
Yeah,
you could talk about the street beers because the setting like
yourself
Pakistani,
up to pick up women.
People would sell beers on the street. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you knew how to buy beers on the street in between places and all like the little shortcuts, and could buy weed from the Jamaican guys. Or actually, they talked like they were from Jamaica, but they were actually from Morocco. But
it's marketing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
of course,
there.
Of course. Hey, actually, you know who knows? They could have made their way over from the island. But yeah, so I was a bit of a, you know, a local at that point. I mean, I was still only there for a bit.
So were you the only local on the pub crawl? Or?
No, I mean, there's a guy who lead it and everything.
Well, right,
and,
yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
Are you the only person on the pub crawl who's,
I mean,
like, a local?
I don't know how much... Maybe, who knows? I don't know how much of a local I am necessarily, but... yeah, I'd probably been there longer than most people on the pub crawl. Mm-hmm. But we've been on that topic for way too long. So anyways...
Clearly taking advantage of pub crawlers.
So yeah, of course, dude. I live with the guy who owned this bar. Like, I knew the people running the pub crawl. That's why, you know... So anyways,
go on.
I link up with them. And then we end up at a couple bars, and we're about to make our way from the bars to the clubs. Because in Barcelona, you know, you eat dinner at, like, 10. You go out to the bars until, like, 2 in the morning. And then you go to the clubs until, like, the sun comes up, until, like, 7 or 8, and then you get breakfast. Or if you were like us and happened to know a place that stayed open all night, they would close their door, their metal door on the outside, but then if you knocked on, they had, like, another door in the metal door, and if you knocked on it, the guy would open the thing, and you'd go in and get a hamburger. Anytime
like in
the
Wizard of Oz.
It was pretty dope. Yeah,
door
yeah.
In the
it was right off
city.
The beach, too. It was right off of, down by the water, so...
speakeasy shit.
Yeah, yeah, totally. You had to be like quiet in there. The guy was very like had a very stern look, but they'd still be serving beer at like all hours of the night, and everyone would be in there getting hammered and fucking eaten. But so anyway, so we're making our way from the bar up to the club, and so I get into this conversation with this like she's this like beautiful blonde, like bouncy chested, fucking just delightful gal, and she does theater as well, and she studied in Madrid with the study abroad group, and I do theater as well, and I'm in Barcelona.
Now, is she fresh into the country?
No, she's been studying in Madrid.
So you've lost your high ground.
But she's not been into Barcelona. She is just visiting Barcelona.
So she's in your city.
Yes. Yeah. And so we're like chatting and you know, hitting it off pretty well, but you know, having a good conversation. There's other people walking around. We've got a long walk to cover. We
end up being a creep here.
No. We're killing time.
Chill.
We get to the club, though. We get into one of them, and, you know, it's fine. We end up getting, like, separated, though. I look around for her once we get in. Don't really see her. See some other people who I recognize from earlier. One of the guys ends up buying me a drink in a club, which is like, oh, shit. These fucking drinks in a club are, like 20 euros. Like, you didn't fucking buy drinks in the club. Like, you would go outside and pound street beers that you could buy for 1 euros off the immigrants who would, like, store them in the sewers, because you wouldn't be allowed to have them, so when the police would go by, they'd hide them, like, everywhere. They'd hide them in the sand, they'd hide them in the bushes, they'd hide them in, like, the street grates, and then as soon as the cops roll by, they pull them back out and be selling six-packs and, you know, 1 euro beer. Same thing with cocaine and weed, they fucking hide it in little stash spots all over the fucking city. Yeah, so we get up there, I lose them, this guy buys me a drink, fucking hanging out.
You lost the girl.
Lost that girl.
Okay.
But then I find a new group of girls. So, like, you know, we're trying to then go to the next club, and then one of the guys in their group doesn't get allowed into the club because the club's there. Like, sometimes they'll just not let you in for, like, no reason. Like, I have been rejected from many clubs before I figured it out, and even then still would be rejected from many clubs. Yeah. So, like,
I had a guy have a problem with my tennis shoes.
Yeah, if you had like too many guys in a row in a line, if you didn't stack girls in like with you, like any sort of shit like that. So all sorts of little tricks. So they ended up getting rejected. All the girls were like, "Well, since these guys can't get in, we don't want to go in either." And I was like, "All right,
fuck that.
That's fine. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just go grab a couple six packs from these guys on the street.
Oh,
we can
shit.
Take it down to the beach. And we can fucking chill out there."
I thought you were gonna pull the. We'll go back to my place.
Oh no! See, because I lived
that's
in like
cool.
I lived in the Gothic
that's
Quarter,
cool.
man. And like, I probably could have, but no. I was like, fuck it, well, let's go to the beach. The beach is right there.
Yeah, exactly.
We have no need. My place is a walk away. We got the beach right here. We can go that's swimming. We can get drunk. What, and then we can go to my place or whatever.
Right.
But so I suggest that, and they're like, they're just kind of like lukewarm on it, and like, nah, we'll just kind of like do whatever. I'm like,
no, about
this
beach.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, what? This sounds like if someone was like proposing this idea, like, oh, let's get cheaper drinks and just go to the beach right there and like fucking party on the beach with like music and shit, like, I would probably rather do that. So they were just, like, lukewarm on it. I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I had a good time tonight. I'll just walk back to my place. I probably had a little weed back there or whatever. You know, would have a good time anyway. So
cut your losses and get blazed.
Cut my losses. Had a good time. Had a good night. Didn't go out with many expectations. I start walking back, and I'm, like, walking along. Like, I have to, like, walk along the beach for a while and then, like, cut over towards the port. To get to where I live.
Hear a lady voice calling from behind you.
Yes. So yes. I'm walking down the boardwalk,
echoing like, down those tall, narrow European streets.
Oh my god, dude! Oh my
JK,
god. So yeah, I'm walking down and I'm walking away from the club, like back towards my place, and I hear like a hey, like call out to me from behind, and I turn around and it's that. Blonde girl from earlier in the night.
Whoa! So it wasn't even part of the group?
Wasn't even part of the group.
Oh, man, this is coming full circle
now. Yes, dude, it was the blonde girl who I had met earlier.
The one who liked theater, right?
The one who does theater and was studying in Madrid and was in visiting.
Oh, man.
And it's her and, like, her other friend, who's also, like, just got this, like, blonde hair and just, like, fucking
beautiful look. Approached by two gorgeous blondes.
And they're, like, and they're sitting on these, like, stairs. No, it's like we're all.
And they came up to me. One of them pulled a gun. The other one broke my knees.
We gotta go back to Madrid. No, but they were like sitting on these stairs that like lead you down like from the upraised like walking platform down to like get to the sandy area of the beach. And they're sitting there and they're like, "Hey, what's up?" And so we go back over. I go back over to them, like, oh my god, like, fucking excited as shit. They're like,
she meeting you?
Yes, yes, like, thank god. And they're like, well, we wanted to go swimming. We were trying to go skinny dipping, but these guys, like, tried to, like, steal our stuff. I'm like, yeah, no, you have to be, like, they were, like, being real creepy. I'm like, yeah, you have to be really careful because there is, no, but legitimately, there is, like, a big problem with pickpockets. And, like, actually, like, people do get their clothes and, absolutely, like, stuff stolen. And they were like, yeah, I know. We, like, wanted these guys to, like, watch our stuff to make sure, but they were, like, really creepy and we didn't trust them. But, like, I mean, with you, like, that would be fine. God. Like, do you want to go, like, swimming? Oh, and I was like,
how did you not? This sounds like you're about to get sold to, like, that fucking torture place in Hostel, man. This is too good to be true. I was like,
absolutely.
They're going to drug you and kill you. They're going to steal your organs.
So we go down. We walk down out to this, like, point in the beach where it's, like, you're further away from the shadows. You got most of the moonlight on you. And you don't, you got, like, the shadows of the fucking, you know, raised platform away, because all the guys would fucking, like, lurk in the shadows, hoping, like, tourists would come down and be drunk on the beach. Then they would fucking, like, come out and fucking snatch all your shit while you're in the water, and you're fucked. So it was bad. Like, we had to, like, keep, I had to keep an eye, half an eye this whole time on, like, all of our stuff to make sure we didn't
steal
get
their clothes while they're in the swimming hole.
Yeah. Well, and then they want your fucking,
like, something
wallet
from, like, a 1950s comic strip.
I know, dude. It was ridiculous. They were like rats in the fucking shadows.
Little Orphan Annie.
It was bad, man. They were bad with their pockets all over that place. But, so we fucking walk down there, and there's this Mediterranean fucking or sea or whatever the fuck it is. Fucking, who, it could have been anything at that point. It didn't matter, but there is fucking beautiful moonlight coming.
But it was actually the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
do you
yeah
not remember?
No, it was. It was. Okay, it could have been a fucking creek in the backyard, though, because there are these two beautiful blondes there who we all just start peeling off our clothes and get fucking stark naked in the moonlight.
Your pale body.
Stark. All of our pale blonde.
Everyone's
these,
pale,
like,
body.
Beautiful, like, pale, like, blonde girls. Like, man, my fucking, like, dude, my God, we were, like, bounced, like, just running out into the water, like, jumping around and laughing and splashing, just fucking bouncing all around in the moonlight, just, like, you know, high off, like, had drunk a little, been a little drunk, but also just the fact that we were in the Mediterranean and, like, fucking so far away, just, like, dancing in the moonlight with these, like, two beautiful blonde naked girls in the water. And so we fucking do it for, you know, we're out there for a while, and I'm keeping an eye on our clothes to make sure our shit doesn't get stolen. And eventually we, like, fucking move it back over, and I'm, you know, man, I'm having just a fucking
rocking out with your cock out.
Just totally rocking out with my cock out, and they're, you know.
So you were hanging out with naked chicks.
Yeah, yeah. So we get, like, you know, kind of, like, pull our fucking clothes back on eventually and start. I find that their hostel is, like, right on the other. Remember the Los Ramblas that I mentioned before, where I got punched in the face and I took the Swedish home to take home to?
Yeah.
So they were living, they had stayed real close to me. So I'm like, oh, well, of course. Like, you don't have to take a cab anywhere. Like, let's fucking, we can walk back there. I'll walk you back to your fucking, like, place. Just keeping the night going. Just keeping it fucking extended. Just because it was an amazing experience.
Can't
fucking
let it end there.
Yeah, just fucking, like, running around in
can't
the fucking
waves.
Can't
just end with simple
there
skinny dipping in the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, man, so we fucking, like,
there's
you
no
know
way to end an evening.
But see, there was, like, two of them there, so it was, like, I couldn't tell, like, obviously there was the one who I was, like, kind of smitten for, but then, like, her friend was there, so I didn't want to make her feel, like, left out or uncomfortable, so it was, like,
well, you're missing the obvious option.
Well,
here,
of course, there's both of them.
I mean,
so, like,
yeah,
I'm trying to, is so, you know, I'm trying
so
to, like,
you're dipping your toe, engaging and testing constantly.
Well, yeah, so
evaluate your options.
Walking these girls back, and I've got, like, my shoes off, and just like you were saying about the walk of shame earlier, where it's like you just don't look appropriate. Like, I'm fucking all sandy and, like, club clothes, and, like, at this point,
water,
like, people are, like, the light is starting to come out, like, people are starting to wake
it's
up,
dawn,
and, like, yeah, like,
soaked from head to toe in Mediterranean
yeah,
sea.
Yeah, and I'm
water
all, like, sandy and, like, from the clubs with these, like, two, like, blonde girls, like, stumbling back to, like,
God,
the most, like, populated street in, like, the whole fucking city. And
glorious.
We get down there, and we're, like, standing in the middle of the street, and the one girl just, the one of my dreams, like, just fucking leans in and just gives me, like, this long fucking great kiss goodnight. And then then I look at her friend as well, and I'm like, well, she can't be left out, so I give her a nice kiss goodnight as well.
I think you made a mistake there.
I mean, it's possible. It's possible that I should have just gone for the one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, why didn't you get her number, man?
See, we had like plans to meet up later in that week while they were still there. Her number? I didn't really have like a working phone while I was over there anyways. I maybe could have gamed for something early in the week. I maybe didn't handle it totally right, but like the energy was right, kind of. Now where I should have done that, I think.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah. No. I retract what I said before about that. But like, maybe so being like a mistake. After, so that was absolutely the right decision, so because like, you probably wouldn't have gotten anything else.
There was definitely strong connections between me and the one, but so anyway,
that's what I'm talking about.
They're like walking away.
That's what breaks my heart. So you missed the strong connection.
Well, yeah.
What if she really liked you and then you kissed her friend?
No, I don't. What? No, you think that would have died? No, I don't think so. Maybe. Who knows? No,
probably.
I can't play that what if game. I had a great night.
It was a crazy European night. You made the right decision by kissing both girls. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, like, they like go to walk off their way. And I go to, like, walk back towards, you know, mine, the street, and I just, like, look around and see, like, all these, like, old people down there, like, walking around, like, in their clothes, and then me, like, barefoot, like, sandy in my club clothes.
How long is the walk from their place to yours?
It's only, like, 12 minutes, maybe, if that.
Because there's no shame when you're with two also soaking wet blondes.
Yeah, and that was the thing, is, like, I imagine the people who, like, watched me finish that exchange, like, kissing both girls. Yeah. And then, like, turning around
they
and then, like,
you were
walking
the fucking
back.
Man. Oh, they probably thought you were the dude.
I don't know, but it was that was a crazy fucking...
Did you see that? I thought he was only going to kiss the one, but then he kissed the other one, too. He's got some
It's not like she
balls.
Didn't kiss me back, too. It's not like I just, like, snuck a peck onto her, like, you know.
I mean, it's not like she turned away and said, whoa,
hey,
whoa, I thought you had something with Alejandra.
But,
yeah,
oh,
no,
man.
you made the right move there.
That was. I'll always remember dancing with those girls in the fucking moonlight and the waves.
I would pay so much money to have a recording of the conversation that they had after they got back to their room.
Oh, man,
yeah. God, I want to know what they said.
Yeah, jeez.
If you're out there and you're listening to this, you made out with a red-haired guy named JK sometime in, what, 2008?
No, it was 2009?
In 2010 in Barcelona. Write us an email.
Well, I might still love you. I think she dyed her hair, though. It's not blonde anymore. It's brown.
Are you Facebook friends with her? She's going to see this. She's going to hear this.
Maybe.
You're going to post this on your Facebook.
That's fine.
She's going to hear
it. In that case, there's another girl I love who I met while I was over there who lives in Canada. She knows who she is, and she should call me, too.
Thank you for joining us for People Are Strange. If you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes, email us, andyandjk@gmail.com, and most importantly, tell your friends. I'm Andy.
And I'm JK.
Be sure to check back with us next week for another exciting new episode of
People Are Strange.